With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there's a Tiger story. Now, Jamie yesterday was sitting here in the control room, and she's going through the Twitter feed. And she said, hey, there's a tiger on the loose down in Houston, Texas.
It's the craziest thing. I mean, these people were videotaping it. It was laying in a yard like a cat.
Yeah, and I thought not that much about it because there was a tiger on the loose in Tennessee. There was a tiger on the loose in, I think it was, Ohio, I think it was. So I thought it was just another tiger story until I started to hear about the story itself, who owns the tiger, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, I didn't get any follow-up after that. Yeah, because my follow-up was I saw the guy grab him by the collar, and I was like, is he grabbing a tiger by the collar? I mean, does he not know what happened to Roy and what's his name?
Siegfried and Roy.
I mean, does he not know what happened to those guys?
Oh yeah, mold.
And he's pulling the tiger into the house.
It's like a normal pet.
Yeah.
First of all, this is a really nice neighborhood. Did you notice the houses?
It looked nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked nice. And a neighbor spotted the tiger lying in the front yard of one of the houses there and came over with a gun.
I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this person comes out of the house and comes out in the yard, grabs the tiger by the collar, and takes the tiger back in. And as you said, just like a house kitten.
Yeah, and then shut the door. And the one guy's still standing there with his gun. Like, and it's funny because the guy with the gun is like, did I just watch all this happen?
Yeah. He's freaking out. Yeah. It's like, that's a tiger. That's not a house cat. That's a tiger.
You just grabbed him by the collar and brought him inside.
He was ready to shoot him.
I know.
It's a Bengal tiger.
Yeah. It was
all right,
crazy.
There's more to the story. The guy that has the tiger, that grabs the tiger, is a wanted person for murder.
Whoa.
Check this out. Here we go. Here's the news story.
A tiger prowling around a West Houston neighborhood. The incident captured our nation's attention, and the man accused of owning the tiger, 26-year-old Victor Cuevas, is behind bars in the Fort Bend County Jail. Cuevas is charged with felony evading, allegedly with a tiger in the back of his white SUV, after neighbors saw it prowling around on Sunday before Cuevas grabbed it by its collar.
Brought it back into safety. Everyone just assuming that he's the owner of the tiger, that it's his tiger.
Elliot says Cuevas is not the tiger's owner.
What?
He says the plan was for Cuevas to turn himself in.
All right, now wait a minute. That is the lawyer that you just heard for this guy who says that just because he went out there and got the tiger, threw the tiger in a Jeep and got in a police chase, doesn't really mean he owns the tiger.
This is weird.
This lawyer is trying to explain that his client is completely innocent here.
Cuevas grabbed it by its collar.
Brought it back into safety. Everyone just assuming that he's the owner of the tiger, that it's his tiger.
Elliot says Cuevas is not the tiger's owner. He says the plan was for Cuevas to turn himself in at the Harris County Joint Processing Center and to speak with investigators.
Where is the tiger? That's a good question. We were working with the federal and state authorities to try to lead them and give them information we had about the owner of the tiger and how they might find the tiger and the owner of the tiger.
Cuevas was out on a six-figure bond for a murder charge when police arrested him last night at his parents' home in Fort Bend County.
He went to his parents' home.
Where's the tiger?
The tiger's on the loose.
Yeah, it's missing. Completely missing.
They know the word.
This
that.
Is crazy.
The guy is arrested because he went to his parents' house, and he's arrested because he's also out on bond for murder, but he was arrested because he had ownership of the tiger and got in a police chase in a Jeep, in an open Jeep. You've got a murderer driving the vehicle and a tiger in the passenger seat.
Who did he murder?
They didn't say. I don't really know exactly.
It was a random shooting. He shot someone outside of a Buffalo Wild Wings, apparently.
Yeah.
All right.
That's out of a Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
It's a Buffalo Wild Wings shooting.
Yes, it is.
Somebody trying to have some nice wings, and he shot him. Oh, son of a bitch.
Now, get this. According to the report, when he got in the police chase, they got away. The police couldn't catch him. It was later when he got to the house is when they actually caught him.
So do you think the tiger's at the parents' house?
I don't know where the tiger
no,
is.
No, I think the tiger's out in the wilderness. He's out in the open.
You think he just let him loose?
Yeah.
He just let him out? It's like,
go ahead. Or he jumped. It's an open Jeep.
Yeah.
Or the tiger jumped. He just bailed.
Just like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm not going down with you, bro.
And now his lawyer is claiming that's not his tiger. Just because he came out and grabbed it and put it in the car and got in a police chase doesn't make it his tiger.
I feel like anybody that just grabs one by the collar, it's probably his.
I think so. I think so. But I also have another theory. I think the cops were chasing this Jeep. But when you got a murderer that's driving the Jeep and a tiger in the passenger side, you're not going to pull this Jeep over.
Well, they
this
have
tiger,
guns.
He could eat you.
They can take him down.
Yeah, but it's 2-on-1.
But you know what? No, but you know what's bad is if, like, you know how it goes with these poor cops. If they take down that tiger, all of a sudden they're, oh my God, you killed an animal.
Oh, PETA's coming after him for sure.
It's an innocent animal. Yeah. There was no winning in that chase. I agree with you. I'd let him go. Because if I'm a cop, I'm like, you know, son of a bitch. Bob, if we kill that thing, we're going to get all kinds of hell. Just let it go.
You're right. It's a no-win situation for the police officer. Yeah. So that police officer, because it's a Jeep, it's not going to get away from a police car.
Yeah.
The car behind it's like, okay, Bill, let's peel off right here. And he peeled off and let the Jeep go. And you, Sarge, we couldn't catch him.
So
he's
are you
fast.
Saying that our guys are Bill and Bob?
Bill and Bob. All right. Who is this? Is this like a police chief or something?
Yeah, it's a police chief from Houston talking about how they got away.
I believe a Nextdoor app notice went out and an off-duty deputy came to the house.
Man, how would you like that on your Nextdoor? A murderer and a tiger in a Jeep. Be on the lookout.
Wow. You know what this sounds like, though? I'm not kidding. It doesn't, like, the like, drug people, don't they keep, like, animals like that?
Yeah, like the cartel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely do.
I believe a Nextdoor app notice went out, and an off-duty deputy came to the house and confronted the owner of the tiger. There's a brief confrontation about the tiger being out in public, which is against city ordinance to have a tiger here in the city of Houston. The owner of the tiger took the tiger back in to the residence. When HPD showed up, the owner put the tiger in a white SUV and drove off from the scene. There was a brief pursuit, and the man got away with the tiger.
Wow.
Hey, Bill, let's peel off right here. We don't want to play with this tiger.
No kidding. That is nuts. I'd be so scared if I'm in Houston. I don't know where that damn tiger is.
I'd be looking at all my neighbors like, what are you up to?
So the guy is in jail.
Yeah.
And it appears the tiger's on the loose.
Wow. That really had a lot of different things happening.
What a story, huh?
No kidding.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.